So you peanut brain can understand or get some kind of a picture in your mind. Are you going to tell me I'm wrong again, huh? They put so much stock in what that man said that they recorded even his ahs and his That is it. Yeah.
Bring God a money, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long time light.
Oh, well, well.
Go tell that midnight ride.
Oh, well, well.
Tell the gambler, the rattler, backbiter.
Peanut brain.
Tell him God a money's gonna put him down.
May run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you God a money's gonna cut you down.
You may throw your rock and hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, and try to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Tell the gamblers, the ramblers, backbiters, tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. My brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave it a woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, a brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Ahab was a ruler of the people of God. He did more to provoke God than any other king before him.
Is this the sign of the end time? Is this the sign of the end time?
This is the sign of the end.
Is this the sign of the end time?
And you, last day prophet of God,
have been judged, and you have been weighed in the balance, and you have fallen far short. You have rejected the knowledge of God. You have refused to hear the voices of warning that I have said to you to tell you that I will not be ignored. I have foretold, I have declared to you that which would happen unto those who forget their God, who forgot this one true Almighty God. And all of your health that you think you have acquired shall turn unto you and bring you plagues and sicknesses and diseases such as you've never had. Yea, saith the Lord, did you honestly,
last day prophet of God,
think that my word was all spoken in vain? You have refused to hearken unto me and to hear my words. You have thrust me out of your mind. You have no thought of me in your heart. You,
last day prophet of God,
go about every day without any consciousness of that which I have given and created you for. Therefore, saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God. You have chosen to serve Satan, so therefore, at the hand of Satan, you,
last day prophet of God,
shall enjoy his benefits of sin and destruction and death and dying. You have chosen him as your God and not the Almighty Yahweh, and so shall it be. No longer, no longer shall it be prolonged. I, the Lord thy God, have spoken it.
All I can do is just talk and
peanut brain.
Now you remember something.
Peanut brain.
Ahab was a ruler of the people of God. And the Bible said he did more to provoke God than any other king before him. He just didn't disobey God. He just didn't not do right. He did deliberate acts of provocation.
Peanut brain.
You won't be the ones who provoke them.
Peanut brain.
Oh, the house of God.
Peanut brain.
You are forsaken the commands of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. I've done that hundreds of times. You don't get a witness in your heart that I'm God's man, turn me off. You should mark it down. Ahab was a ruler of the people of God.
He did more to provoke God than any other king before him.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
carefully.
God!
Be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Where?
Oh, Jesus.
Who's the sinner?
Failure.
The unbeliever.
Failure, people.
No, I've been very fair with you on that because we all know we sin. But that sin, that one that cannot be forgiven, is becoming so many of you. And you're being defeated. Because you won't fight. You're going to it so quickly. I'm looking right at you again. Don't even move. I believe that you've all been repenting. But you gotta do it every day. A repentance that doesn't need to be repented of. Which one of you understand that statement? That most of you repent, you have to repent. Because it's insufficient and unacceptable. And you'll sit right there again like you have been doing every Saturday morning, every day in the dining hall. And then I very gracefully tell you what happened to me on Saturday morning. Where is this Friday night? And then I watch how iniquity just abounds. How we love ourselves so much, but we can't love the way we ought to.
Jesus.
Oh, but you all love now.
Jesus.
And yet you've been told by the scriptures, by the prophet, by your own life. You're living in an age when people are then resulted to become proud or arrogant. Somebody up, Brother Driver, please. What I do, see, it's why is that any of your business? God, look at a gazing stock we are in that. You can see your full gazing at me.
Oh, Jesus.
This is getting.
Hallelujah.
And the trouble with most of them, we don't want to be changed. We like the way we is. It draws attention to us. Look right at you. Are you looking at me? You like what you see? Well, we believe you're putting on. We don't believe you're for real. We challenge your love. We challenge your faith. We challenge your integrity. And you think you have the right to do that. I got a right. You're a American. Rice.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm at the tabernacle this morning, so I got a right. And I told you, the only right you have is the one that Jesus gave you. The right to become. Not that you are. The right to become. Now, if you don't know words, now by faith we say, now are we the sons of God, because we have the right to become one. Your hand go up. Sometimes when I watch you respond like that, I want to go.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Remember, just as I came out of the house again, the Lord carried me back to the triumphant. Entry.
Hallelujah.
That began with Jesus turned himself around and set. See, that did. And we just, isn't that nice? And while he was in the way, he talked about you. He talked about you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Talked about me, Peter.
Yes, Lord.
Peter was in that group. John, then you just won't, for some reason or other, we got this mental block.
Hallelujah.
Concerning the truth, that we'll believe a lie just like that.
Oh, bless you.
But the truth, we struggle, we stagger, and the only way you're going to leave the truth is to fight the fight of faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You wrestle. Not against your own flesh.
No.
But against that carnal spirit, that thing that controls your mind, you don't even like this, do you? Do you? I'm looking right at you again, folks. Some of you going like, say, most ain't no. What a sham we are with them. I've came in this tabernacle time and time again and told you, God would say, your prayers are an abomination.
Oh, God.
When your testimony became an abomination, God cut them off.
My Lord God.
And what is it? Every man's mouth must be stopped.
Yes.
And who do you think he used to stop men's mouth?
Oh, God.
You don't know who? You don't know who God used to stop your mouth?
Oh, God.
You might say, hey, you'd rather have my mouth stopped, wouldn't you? And God says, no. God, the only one who can stop my mouth is God. Father, if I speak as a man, stop my mouth!
Oh, God.
You think I want to wake up in hell with you and have you howling? You didn't tell us you didn't want us.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to go to hell.
No.
So I strive to enter into the kingdom. And you damn folks sit right there and you won't, they have no conception of it at all. Call scripture to you and just woe be unto you. Why does Sister Burgess have to come here ahead of time and take over the whole thing because you folk won't join with her?
Right. Well.
Y'all can't holler like her?
Oh, Jesus.
We lead your way? So sweet. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Oh. Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Oh,
a rich young ruler. A church that says I'm rich.
Mm.
We're young. We're strong in the faith.
Oh, God.
That's hallelujah, don't I?
Hallelujah.
Right there. How many times in the last 2 years have I quoted about the Laodicean church?
Oh, Jesus.
How many times have I done that? How many times have I told you who that is?
Mm.
Members in particular.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're members in particular.
Yes, Lord.
Particular. I mentioned the other day, I'm praying for the Holy Ghost to fall. Going on talking like this, I'll find every one of you on your face.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you would do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, no, you wouldn't do that.
Oh,
two men went up to the temple to pray.
Yes,
the one stood up. The Father, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm.
I know I'm a sinner, but I'm not like that one.
Okay.
Now, again, will you respond?
Okay.
The average out of this was a question by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know it, don't you? Don't you? Tell it to me. Tell it, speak up.
We need you back.
How important is it to be justified? If you're justified, you're forgiven. If you're forgiven, you're justified. Hey, Lord, we're casting out devils. We're healing the sick. We're doing great work. He said, don't rejoice over that. Why, we gave all of our money. We work every day on this farm. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your name. Come on with that wrong. No, you sit right there and you look at it.
Lord.
That old flesh, isn't it?
That old flesh.
It just domineers, doesn't it?
Oh,
fleshly mind. It's always operating concerning the flesh. Mm-hmm. You can't worship God in the flesh. You can't worship God in the flesh because God's a spirit.
Spirit. Hallelujah.
God's a spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And they that worship Him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Court, maybe.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And you folks don't even have to do that, do you?
Thank you.
Glory.
I just haven't been a very good leader, have I?
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to follow you, brother there. We're going to follow Christ.
Amen.
Then you follow each other because you're convinced that Christ is in every one of you.
My Lord.
And you lead up people astray.
Okay.
Amen. So then went to a temple to pray. Quite a few came out to the tabernacle to pray.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
You gotta look in your faces.
Oh, yeah. Mercy and joy of God.
Ain't no way you're gonna get a guilty look on your face.
Oh, God. Mercy and joy of God.
I'm here, ain't I?
Mm.
Are you? I'm going to heaven. We're not there yet.
No.
And there's a three bit fall, so shall you die. So as you live, so shall you die.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even, what a statement come out of my mouth. And you won't even respond to that.
Oh, God.
If it wasn't in your life, it's Him with Christ and God. You'd have no life at all.
Hallelujah.
And that's only because He done it. He the one that came walking on the water. He's the one who came. They didn't recognize Him. They didn't recognize nothing. They saw Paul. But you're in supposition.
Hallelujah.
What are you supposed? No matter how many times I have clearly, precisely opened up the scriptures to you, and I kept trying to tell you, I'm not a preacher of the word.
I know.
I know about to preach the word, and we've had the word preached. Yeah, but I'm not a preacher of the word. I'm a preacher, one who God reveals what the word says.
Hallelujah.
Scripture. Scriptures, the word opened up, like I'm doing with the. Two men went up to the temple to pray. Well, we come to the tabernacle to pray. We come to the overcomer to pray. Two dollar radio station, two voices this morning. Two can be in a bed. One can be taken the other way. Two can be working in the field. One can be taken the other way. Watch him be grinding into that. Watch him be taking the other way.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Noah's day. Everybody was taken. Noah and his thing was left.
Amen.
To give us a standard of the kingdom.
Amen.
We're going to be left.
Amen.
We're
going to meet the Lord in the air, come back to Lord. And we're going to be left. I can't praise God no other way. But this is my natural way, you know. You didn't get drunk.
Hallelujah.
You're just not drunk. You didn't get drunk. You didn't get filled with the Spirit. And you're equilibrium. You didn't get drunk. There's so much Holy Ghost around here. We don't get it. How do you think God is here? And what is the Spirit? The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. And when people don't get it, they say, what if folk were drunk down there? We have another use of hope. We don't drink that wine at all.
Am I able to show you how close this is? They were eating. They were drinking.
Yes.
They were partying. They were married. They were having babies. Boy, just mention about this business of having babies. We're not getting married. And because we do not believe. There's no blessing on having children today. There is no, your children are not a blessing to you. And you're not a blessing to them. You can spend money, do all the things to bless them, and they you won't believe that, will you? I told you, no, there were no children in the ark. Isn't that so?
Amen.
So why do you think God saved Noah and then his sons and their wives so they could produce children? But not on the ark.
I know.
Boy, you folks won't give up, will you?
Hallelujah.
Why can't I get out of here? I know when you come. It seems so far away and yet it's so near. I mean, it's just there. No moving. And I'll take it on the chin.
Okay.
And your reaction later on, some way you. I was lying in my bed this morning and an old song went through my mind. You know, the world is wider.
Yes,
sir. So I sang a song some years ago and said, "You always hurt the one you love. To one.
Amen.
You shouldn't hurt at all." Nobody knows that song? Never heard it? Anybody ever sing it?
My Lord.
What are your actions? Which one of these people you haven't hurt or haven't hurt you?
Jesus.
Neither one you love.
My Lord.
Neither one you love you.
Oh, Jesus.
And you love me, right?
Oh, God.
You don't love the truth. You're never going to love me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And because they receive not the love, especially if I tell the truth about you, you don't love that. And we're full of presumption. We look at somebody, look at someone, we'll presume. Then it activates our self. Will. We got it right.
Hallelujah.
Well, this kind of preaching, I stand on the shadow. I don't meditate this. I meditate about the situation. I meditate about, why are you doing that? Why are you keep acting like that?
Hallelujah.
You won't comply with it, will you?
Oh, yes,
I won't let the spirit in your flesh show up, will I? I'll set you, I'll shut you up. And you know what you do with that? Well, who are you? Well, who am I?
Hallelujah.
Who is he?
Lord.
Who is God? Do you know God? Or do you know about him? The churches tomorrow will do that. Evangelical churches, they'll sing. Pentecostal churches, they'll shout and dance and talk in tongues. But they won't have no fellowship with them. Run down the road. You know how rare it is for in the state of South Carolina? To find black and white sitting in the city. Right down the road, you find two or three little black churches. And they're not coming together. No. Huh? Their black is not big enough to pull them together.
Oh, my Lord.
Because that one believes. You folks don't even look sorrowful.
Oh, God.
Are we proud?
Oh, Lord.
Are we proud?
Oh, God.
Knowing nothing.
Jesus.
Oh, we know about God. We know about Jesus. We know what the Spirit does. But do we know the Spirit?
My Lord, help Lord.
Because you should try every spirit. Every spirit.
Yes.
Try every spirit to see whether it be of God.
Amen.
What does that mean? Why? In you. Every spirit that glorifies itself in your flesh.
My Lord.
In your flesh.
My God.
He is Lord. Is that the flesh doing that?
Oh, God.
That, I bowed on my knees and cried. Is that the flesh? Just say that, my son.
How far?
Learn that spirit. Is this just the flesh talking?
What's your name, Lord?
Now, if I start to show you what I got this morning, now I'm sitting in my house and I'm trying to figure out what in the world, the spirit that comes on these grounds. Division. Questioning. Why should we question each other? We've all been redeemed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've all been picked out of a pit.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Why the hell do you want to go back in that pit?
Hallelujah.
That old flesh.
Yes.
Why turn you again to the weak?
Turn.
I guarantee you hardly any of you ever stopped long enough to figure out what that means. Why turn you again to the weak?
Yes, Lord.
Beggar the elements.
Yes, Lord.
But I wouldn't you love me. Yes. I would have think my way. It's never going to be.
No.
How'd your marriage turn out?
Amen.
How'd you have the babies turn out?
Amen.
How'd you get a good job turn out?
Hallelujah.
How about the government stimulus? How about the social security? How's that turning out? Come on!
Amen.
It's faith. That never fails.
Right. Hallelujah.
Doctors fail. Doctors lie. Preachers lie. Preachers fail. But Jesus never fails. So where is it? Where is it? Right there. There. As much as it's... Come on! Where the hell are you for going to get converted? Before I came out, I was reading a story about pagan island. You ever realize what we've done in this world? Mostly white civilized people. They go to pagan places and a long time they wouldn't let us on the ground. They kill us. Because we're going to change their way of life.
My Lord.
They live for thousands of years off the land. They drank water out of creeks. They ate bugs off the ground.
Jesus.
I saw the other day in North Korea where they went out and dug up worms and bugs and frogs. Have some meat.
Yes, yes.
Why, the thought of that to you would act. Bring a snail and they say, goody. I told you Richard Wernbaum would feed the little mouse with his little crumb that he would get until he got fat.
Yes.
Then he'd take the mouse and put it in his mouth and eat it.
Yes.
I never knew that. 4 years?
That's right.
You people are stupid. You're not just dumb, you're stupid. Have eyes and don't see nothing.
Hallelujah.
They're not saying the song to you, but what I see. Mine eyes have seen. Woe be unto you.
My Lord.
Who desire the day of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm quoting the book to you.
Amen.
Come on, folks, Pastor. I'm quoting the book. The one that God had you open up and read. Well, it didn't mean you, prophet. That was his question. That was God answering his uncertainty. Why don't you open the book and you'll find me there. They're finding fire, for salt, trying to purify the sons of Levi. Are you ready for the judgment day?
Lord.
You can't stand in this judgment? How are you going to stand in that one? He's more righteous than me.
Yes, Lord. He can. Hallelujah.
He won't budge.
No, Lord. Thank you, God.
When's the last time you read about the coming of the Lord in judgment?
Mm-hmm.
How many times he told you how he precedes it? Separates a week? from the tarry. And how many times you tore the tarry? How many times you tore up this thing? How many times you tore up fellowship? A tear. A tear. A tear. How can you come to this town and tear this place up with your own opinion? Huh? A tear. Well, I remember the time you came here. I keep telling you, for people, I ran out, she was out front, gave her a big hug. I don't know what you're doing here. Then I asked you where her husband was. And I said, you go back to your husband. And I gave her some money. Yes, I did. Now her husband already won her back. So, you have to see what God had in sight. God knew he was going to do that.
Yes.
Oh, I tell her the same thing now. Go back to her. You wicked people! Repair this thy wickedness!
Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Now, what I started to do when I went to then this morning, I started to read some of the conditions that take place. For instance, out in California, a whole city, something like 4,000, maybe 6,000 people were evacuated. Mandatory. Get up. Get up. Well, where are we going to go? Oh, we got to do something. What are we going to do?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we're going to give you a stimulus check, but who's going to pay for it? I said, we buy that.
Amen.
We buy that. See, God brought us here to separate ourselves from that kind of thinking. And I told him, I'm sorry. I gave up a little bit there. Unless you get your nice air conditioners and your fine tools. And now when I asked you, can I do something else? What are we going to do with? You didn't leave all to come here. You brought a whole lot of it with you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, fine. Decide where to put it. We had to find a place where she can put all her stuff.
Oh, bless you.
Come, she didn't come. She didn't leave all. And I quote to you how they left all. I tried to tell you the other day, you don't think those men had wives, had children, or had homes?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
You're in your burn, aren't you?
Amen.
I ask you again. You don't think they had children?
Hallelujah.
Wives?
Yes.
Homes?
Yes.
Jobs?
Yes. Amen.
And they went out not knowing
Amen.
Where.
Hallelujah.
Got up and were left. Yes. And they went. Amen. And I ask you again, where can you go after you go everywhere?
Amen.
They go back to your home? Back to your jobs?
Hallelujah.
Back to your children? Back to your paychecks?
Oh, Jesus.
They went everywhere, not even knowing how are we going to get there.
Oh, Jesus.
Men that were killed, slaughtered. I wonder what in the world it was. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, what do you get filled with? The love of God.
Hallelujah.
And the love of God is greater far than love for life, love for others, love for children, love for what kind of love do you have this morning? Love of yourself, huh? For men should become lovers of their own self.
Yes, Lord.
Proud. Blasphemers. When you trust in your own works, you're blaspheming the works of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, I must work the works of Him that sent me.
Amen.
All right with you if I say that? Is that the eye of you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Give you work to do. To root out. To tear down.
Hallelujah.
To destroy.
Hallelujah.
We're coming to the planting season.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you'll be a late planting.
Hallelujah.
You people that will look at your faces. I'm sorry, folks, but your eyes, they take preeminence, don't they? Eyes. How about your eyes? The eyes have it, don't they?
Glory.
I don't mind, Lord, if you can do it.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't mind. In fact, I'd let you get down to the floor and cry with them. That old flesh won't let you do it, will it?
My Lord.
The flesh lusts. against the spirit.
Oh, God.
So that you cannot do what you know you should do.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
How much more does it talk to you this morning?
Yes.
When suddenly you heard your voice, and then you question it.
Now,
I'm just going to read a few headlines. Back receipt filings. Now, Mr. Trump tells us, an argument tells us, everything's fine. He tells me how I got a whole bunch of new automobile plants started up in Michigan, which was the manufacturer of automobiles in America. Yeah. Detroit. The origination of Ford and Chevrolet and Plymouth. Hey! Somebody's got to get it, prophet!
Hallelujah.
The thing I can't understand is how people can hear Mr. Trump and don't know the man lies.
Amen.
We got people in the church world who are defending him in his lies.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When a man of sin appears, he's going to be lying.
Amen.
And the so-called people of God are going to buy it. Sitting in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Your soul is up above all that is called God.
Oh, God.
That spirit's already inside of you. Even now.
Yes, Lord.
Little children, you know by the word of God, by the thing that's happening, that Antichrist must come.
Yes, yes.
And even now, even now, this morning, in this tabernacle, in this place, there are many anti-spirits.
Amen.
But people, they call it fact-checking. He fact-checked his Congress there. And they're all lying. Everyone. They're checking the bankers. They're lying. The tax collectors. They're lying. They're not using the tax money for what it's supposed to be done. You're richer getting richer. And they didn't fool you, but you. Look how they hooked us down with child Social Security. Well, what are you doing, Father? I'm not living on Social Security. I'm defending you by the Social Security. I don't get Social Security. They wouldn't give it to me. And I say to you, what was it that 50 years ago, before this thing, that God said to me, you get out of that program. You get out of this city. You get out of debt. First of all, I never went in debt. And when I started to, I still haven't gone in debt. Just last week you saw God deliver me from debt. I was in debt because I, for years and years I never touched. Most of you folks didn't give much money either. You all had Social Security money, I didn't go after it. Remarkable when I told y'all, stop holding back, here comes mine with 7,000. I wonder where that came from. Where did it come from? He was holding it back. And he would tell you, well, you know, in case I need it. And I've told you, fool. That's all any of it there. You need something. And it's right, I'll get it for you. My God shall supply all.
Hallelujah.
You may not need it anymore, supply it. But if it's a need, he'll supply it.
Amen.
Somebody!
Amen.
You don't have to go get a job. Well, you don't have to. Move right back home and we got plenty of work.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
You're a good worker.
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't go out in the world and get work. You folk, again, what? I said to my daughter last night, she going to come and say, we got some chicken we're going to give you. You have some. She said, huh? And she asked me, how'd you do it? Well, how did I do it? Does anybody remember how I did it? First of all, we need to need the chicken. We got a chicken yard full. We got a brother out there doing a good job with the chickens. Won't be long, we take them out, butcher them, put them in the pot. Same day, same time. Yes, but you're the one you need. Are you folk going to repent?
Oh, Jesus.
There's not even a spirit of repentance on you.
Jesus.
There's arrogance in your eyes. Well, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. How many people try to prove God wrong by sending a prophet?
My Lord. Hallelujah.
There ain't no prophets today.
My God.
Only one church, and they want to prove God wrong by creating all kinds of churches. Mm.
Hallelujah.
That's another thing. Years ago, God said, get out of the churches.
Yes.
Get out of the cities. How you folk up there in New York, listen, still up there? Huh? All you folk at Times Square. When David Wilkerson first went there, he got them young folk and got them out of the city.
Hallelujah.
When he went, or couldn't get all of you out, then God took him out.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm not afraid, he said the other day. If destruction comes to New York, I want to be right in the middle of it. Not me. Uh-huh. When destruction comes from the Almighty, I want to be saved from it. I want to be in the middle of it. When God destroys this whole world, I want to be out of here. Just the other day, I read there hasn't been one new auto part place built in Michigan. It's mine, President. Not one. First of all, there's no money. And the guys who run them things, they took their money and ran. The ones that used to do that, what does it say? I don't know what he's talking about. I think I got a percent, but I'm not quite sure. He says, he can't be that bad. There's nothing good in this life. Nothing good in your life. If you're not in Christ, there ain't nothing good at all.
Amen.
None good. No, not one.
Amen.
Now, when I think of the
goodness
of Jesus, all focuses around him. He's a focal point, isn't he? He's a focal point. His name is Jesus. Not Trump, not R.G. Fair, not Pope. Identity. I'm a Democrat. Identity. I'm black. Identity. I'm white. Identity. I'm Japanese. Identity. Why are you so quiet?
Hallelujah!
I've told stories over and over again, but you don't like my stories. I don't care whether it's a black man or a black woman or a white man, they all make love the same way. The women split their legs and the man goes in. And they'll go, woo! And then it's over. Soon over. I saw the other day where two couples were in the bed making love. And 5 minutes later, she shot him. She shot him. Because he didn't respond the way she wanted to. Because she was she was getting right at the heat, and he stopped. Boom. Where the fuck were you going to read something like that?
Amen.
Many stories like that. Where people in the bed making love and they call it. And then kill one another. Mm. It's all over the world.
My Lord.
My dad, you can't tell us things like that. The wickedness of men. It's so great.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The little girl soldiers in North Korea. You know what, how they get accepted? Huh? They gotta submit themselves to the officers. Our world's corrupt people.
Yes, it is.
Men of corrupt minds.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Destined to are desperate. Trying to find the truth of love. Are you better wake up. Are you going to sit there and go through it all morning again? I know Mr. Trump's telling lies. He's incapable of telling the truth. And he's just making mockery of all us intelligent people.
Hallelujah.
You better get out. They might come with their big old guns after me. Root out. Tear down.
Yes, Lord.
And you run on with tear down your little,
hallelujah,
your little
attitude.
I'm going to tear it down. I'll look you right square in the face.
Yes, Lord.
I will. Arrogant, proud, haughty, boastful. Oh, how I love Jesus. And then you know, you are a liar.
Amen.
What? You didn't love your enemy.
Hallelujah.
Done that despitefully use you.
Yes, Lord.
So you pay them back by despitefully using them?
Hello.
You're wrong, people.
Yes.
It's going to cost you your soul.
Yes.
We don't think too much about the soul anymore, do we? Soul? Take thine ease.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, I'm gonna give an example, okay? Watch me. Watch me. I'm gonna show every one of you. I'm gonna show you. Watch me. Watch. My feet are hurting because I got these fancy shoes on. My legs have been stinging all morning. What time was that? We had to throw that living inside it. 2 o'clock. Pulled you right out of the bed with a cramp, so. Boy, I always marvel at that. 30 days in jail, sleeping in uncomfortable positions, never got a cramp. Never got a cramp. I come over here, I get cramped every day. Cramping my, you understand? Trying to hinder me. If you don't want to go, don't hinder me. Or anybody else. Don't stand in the way of sinners.
Amen.
And sit in the seat of the scornful.
Oh, Jesus.
Because your delight should be in the law of love.
Amen.
And in that law that you meditate day and night.
Amen.
And then you'll be like a tree planted by the river. I'm waiting for somebody to touch you. That works by love. That's believing.
Hallelujah.
If you have faith without love, you're not believing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Faith, believing.
Amen.
Or believing, faith.
Hallelujah.
And faith works by love.
Hallelujah.
So what lack we?
Love.
Why is our faith not working?
My Lord.
Authorities say that Aaron Robinson killed Gilly.
My Lord.
I think he was a girlfriend of somebody. Then he and his girlfriend dismembered him, having a nori, threesome or foursome. Does anybody have any conception of what an orgy is?
My Lord.
It's 8 or 10 people getting together, swapping around. Come on, you stupid school teacher! Boy, you say things so hard for me to understand. Boy, the stuff that's going on in our country is so abominable. What's that guy whose mother was very rich? He's back in the studio now. You know what he said? I thank Jesus. The guy who blasphemed, don't even believe in God. I want to thank Jesus for letting me get back in public. So I can show off my little baby for my male friend. Can't shut him up because he got plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to shut him up.
Okay.
What a
we going to accept the bona fide truth? This is an evil generation. And it's a love of money.
Hallelujah.
How much does the love of money affect you? Well, I don't love money. I just love what I get with money. Not going to work, is it, Lord? So I told you, boy, I gave up. I just gave them up to vile effects. Do those things which are unseemly.
Oh, bless the Savior.
Don't seem right for these people to respond like this, but they're going to do
bless
it.
Bless the Savior.
They're comfortable in their rebellion. I wonder who I'm talking to.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, let me try to find out. Let me see. The guy killed it. This guy, and then he and his girlfriend dismembered. They were having a love feast. And he was part of it. So when he got done, they dismembered and buried her remains. And they're still trying to figure out justice in the matter.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
And I tried to tell you for years, there is no justice in this matter.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
One nation with liberty and justice for all. Tell that to the immigrants.
Yes.
Tell that to the hundreds and thousands of men they put in jail.
Hallelujah.
Not even guilty of what they were charged with.
Yes, Lord.
Tell it to your sons who are put away, or your daughters, or your husbands.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because they were found guilty by a court of law. Don't hear the phone ringing, do you? Weren't they expecting you?
Oh, Jesus.
So you're going to give Steve a chance to run his big mouth again? That dog. A new covenant! Yeah!
Oh, God.
Liar.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's not going to use a new covenant. He'll make all things new. A new life. A new mind.
Hallelujah.
A new heart. A new reason.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
The psalmist said, I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. Psalm. What do you know about that?
Oh, Jesus.
I abhor. How many times do I say to you, you abhor yourself yet?
Okay.
Huh? I wish I had an assembly of people who abhor themselves.
My Lord.
We get them all a lot better. If you didn't love yourself so much.
My Lord.
I abhor the assemblies of evildoers. Well, or you become part of it. And I refuse to sit with the wicked who refuse to say, I abhor myself.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Okay? Come on. I wish you'd learn how to get rid of that stupid head. Say with you. I'm looking right in your face tonight. I can't believe it's such hard looks of misunderstanding who can't conceive or perceive. Eyes and see not. I looked up the word lawlessness. That's what I was doing this morning. When I couldn't find it like I wanted to, I went to the dictionary. When a society ignores the law, the lawlessness is the result.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And chaos ensures. They're talking about man's law, because God didn't give man's law.
Amen.
The time of the judges after Joshua's death was marked by upheaval, oppression, and general disorder. This is from a dictionary.
Hallelujah.
Secular writer. The biblical historian puts his finger on the reason for the turmoil, the upheaval.
Jesus.
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. Now, you know most of the time. Judges 21:25, you know it. When there was no judge, every man did that which is right in his own eye. The riot in Ephesus.
Now, this comes from a dictionary. It's not coming. You got a lot of scripture, though. The riot in Ephesus is a good example of lawlessness in action. Now, I didn't know there was a riot in Ephesus, did you? Acts 19, read it.
Thank you, Lord.
This is in a secular writer. A writing on lawlessness. All right?
Hallelujah.
On that path through the other cult. Thank you.
Paul's a good speaker now. Good speaker. Orator. Compared to Paul, Paul was crude and abrupt. Read.
Finding certain disciples.
Come on.
He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be.
Now, remember, we're looking for the right. You know, people.
Then there were certain of the vagabond Jews. Exorcists. Took upon them to call over to them which had evil spirits, or saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached.
Called a riot.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And there were seven sons of Sceva. The evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
Do you know what a riot? We know a lie. We don't know the truth.
Hallelujah.
And Black Lives Matter. If you go around amongst them folks that are Black Lives Matter, and you say all lives matter, are you mad?
Amen.
But that is the truth.
It's the truth.
What's more valuable of a black life or a white life? They're all life. Life is so precious. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get. You think your life matters, but your life is his.
Yeah.
With Christ, because his life matters.
Yeah.
Let the beauty of Jesus. Oh, isn't that pretty? Isn't that sweet? Read some more of that, please.
After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. And he sent unto Macedonia two of them that ministered.
How do we bypass the vagabond Jews? But you didn't mention vagabond Jews.
Yes.
And that's the one that caused the riot.
Certain of the vagabond Jews.
Okay, vagabond. I said vagabond. Now, that, if I remember the Toronto Blessing, if I remember the one that came out of Orlando, where they were known for casting out devils, you don't hear too much of them anymore. No, you don't. There for a while, the Toronto Blessing was all over the place. Almost makes you want to go to Toronto to get the blessing. We tell out the blessing of God here, and they, not too many people want to run here and get the blessing.
Hallelujah.
They want us to send a blessing to them. But here's the blessing.
Yeah.
And we'll go right back to the chicken. We'll go right back. It's amazing. And you folks sit there, and you hear it telling to you that it's good. First of
Hallelujah.
All.
Hallelujah.
When they first went for chicken, we had to find out, do we need that chicken? We have chickens. We got a yard full of them out there. Homegrown. No, they've been fed the right stuff. How about the right one? We're going to put this to the test. We're going to take some of our chickens and butcher them and then cook them at the same time you cook some of these we got. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
In the texture, in the taste.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Thank
you, Lord. You taste and see what the Baptists offer you, and taste and see what God gives you. There's no comparison. They'll both be a taste, but they won't taste right. There's only one that will taste right. Some chicken and dip it, cook it in a little honey. Yeah, honey was sweet. Yeah, you can do that. I don't mean cook it in honey, but put a little honey in.
Yeah.
Could you do that there? You can. We got plenty of honey, you know. Well, your honey. Hello, honey.
Hallelujah.
Is she a honey one? Is she sweet? Even when she's mean. This is sweet. Boy, you folk aren't going to budge, are you? Your mind is going to sit there and tangle you all up. And you're going to say, he's talking about that one. No, I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Rebellious. Stubborn. Where are you boys going? Going to work on a computer? Huh? Well, go get it done. I know you this morning when Marcus didn't help you. I sure hope you get it done soon. God bless you, Brother Mark. Now, Malachi, he's all right. I wish I could show you your faces. The confusion of faces.
Hallelujah.
Why is he talking about Mark? Hey, you're in the middle of a service. He says, where you guys going?
Glory.
And then you don't want to ask me that. I know where they're going. They're taking this time to work maybe on my computer's house or one, trying to get this thing to a message right. Hey, you're just like my computer. I push the button, you go, woo, 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 woo. Oh, Pastor, does our computer do that? Woo, 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 woo. Whole lot of information there, but it won't connect. A lot of you folks need to learn how to connect. You know, connect to the mind of Christ. Woo, 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 woo. Read some more.
Hello.
We're adjourned from Paul preaching. There were seven sons. One of Stephen, which did so, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know.
Do you people hear this?
Oh, bless you.
Do you hear this? Are you listening? They said, we adjure you by Jesus. Do you know the one that Paul preaches about?
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's the one I preach about.
Yes,
the one
Lord.
Paul preaches about.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And the evil spirit answered and said, I know.
Hallelujah.
And Paul, I know.
Hallelujah.
But who are ye?
Hallelujah.
And the man in whom the evil spirit.
I wonder why you folks are saying to me, who are you?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Who do you think you are talking to us like that? And then you pick me right out of the whole bunch.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't let them shut you up, sister. Don't upset. Don't upset. They need that little trigger there.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Glory. what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
You're looking around and saying, what are that folk all shouting like that for?
Are you
so proud, so haughty, that you can't join in with the saints?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to sit back in the ship? Oh, Peter's out there crying. And you know what happened? Because Peter did that, Jesus entered into the ship. Rejoicing with the saints. Stop it. See, your works of love don't mean nothing. It's the worship. We worship together. Not separately. I worship my way, you worship your way. There's only one way. That worship must worship in spirit. Now, spirit makes it alive. There's some action. There's some reaction. When that spirit moves, there'd be some reaction.
Hallelujah!
I told you for years that Christianity is more reaction than action.
Hallelujah!
I never told you that?
Yes,
I'm worried about your action. I want to see a reaction. What do you do with them, Lord? Wait, I don't know, son. I tried my best. I sent my best, my only begotten son. Humbled himself, came obedient, died on the cross.
Yes, he did.
I wonder if you realize why those things are written. Don't you think we need to learn about rebellion?
Hallelujah.
So we don't be rebellious as they are.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Gotta read some more.
Man whom the evil spirit
believed
on and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all.
That's what's lacking, the fear of God. If you feared God like you ought to, you would touch his anointed. And if you did touch him, you would know they're anointed. Don't you understand that every one of you have been chosen?
Hallelujah.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Hallelujah.
He just checked out with you. I'm serious. I'm very serious. What do I gain by doing this? Sometimes more bitterness and more hatred, more defiance. I dare not tell you, people, I'm a man of love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And God is a God of love.
Yes. Yes.
We don't understand love, do we? A riot. Mister boy. Lawlessness. The example in Ephesus, Acts 19. The writers were and unsure even of why they were writing.
My Lord.
Verse 20.
Arrested. But he himself stayed in Asia for a season.
He would go home with them. To somebody else.
Amen.
Could that kill old Paul?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Could that faith that you were crying out by Jesus whom Paul preached?
Amen. Amen.
The coming of Jesus Christ, like R.G. Stare preaches.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is the last generation. Show me another preacher on the face of the earth that has enough conviction even to say it, let alone to believe
it. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Call on your preachers. Ask them when Jesus is coming.
Jesus.
They don't know. And they don't want to know. How about you?
Oh,
you don't know when Jesus is coming because you got plans, don't you? I wonder what it's going to take to make people realize that I am the last day prophet.
Hallelujah.
The last messenger. The last one. There won't be another one. If Jesus don't come when I die and you can be living on this earth, they will even forbid you to even mention his name.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They'll forbid you to pray in his name.
Oh, Jesus.
They'll forbid you to worship in his name.
Oh, my God.
They're doing it now.
Yes.
Tomorrow, a lot of churches are not going to be allowed to gather together. I hear the land of Goshen.
Bless you, Lord.
They didn't shut down Catholic churches. They're shutting down Jewish synagogues. There's a few preachers that say, but we didn't totally gather. And God knew about this. He said two or three. So we can have social justice by two or three over there and two or three over there. Why won't you folks see this? Boy, you... Ooh. Oh, son. Now, vengeance is mine.
Yes, God.
I will repay. But that's only if you believe in me. If you believe in me and trust me, then don't take vengeance yourself.
Amen.
Because that belongs to me.
Amen.
And don't try to justify yourself. Because that belongs to me.
Amen.
I say, I must have said that hundreds of times, and you folks sit there. You sit there. And for some reason you won't get it. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died.
Yes.
So don't condemn yourself, because he's not going to do it.
Yes.
He's not going to condemn you.
Yes.
I think I should be condemned, but I'm not condemned. Yes. I'm just not condemned.
Yes.
I'm not going to condemn myself.
Yes.
I'm not going to justify myself.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do it. Yes. Just go to hell, folks. Get out. Walk. Come on, put your nose in the air and go out the door. Go ahead. God has said I'm a strong delusion. I don't have to be here. I do what I want to do.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a way. Oh, I'm doing right. Lawlessness.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I maybe ought to obey the law.
Hallelujah.
But not the law of man.
No.
The law of God.
No.
Which is love.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
Lord. What saith the law?
Hallelujah.
What? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Oh,
with
God.
All your heart.
Amen.
Mm. With all your mind.
Oh, God.
Mm.
With
all your soul.
Oh.
God. Oh.
Yes, God.
And then love your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Who is my neighbor? Oh, a certain man fell among thieves.
Yes, Lord.
And the priest went by, and the rabbi went by. Look, you folks don't even recognize the story. You want to wait till I tell it to make sure I got it right. And it's in that story where we see an example of Christ coming down, going down into the pit,
oh, Jesus.
Taking off his own robe,
oh, Jesus.
Taking off the guy's dirty clothes, anointing him with it and putting on his new garment,
yes,
and bringing him up out of the pit.
Yes.
He's going to do this old pitiful world.
Yes.
He's going to come down.
Yes.
He's going to take off all of our dirty clothes.
Yes.
He's going to anoint us with oil.
Yes.
Good bad oil.
Thank you.
And he's going to put on his robe on
us.
And he's going to bring us up. Figuratively speaking, he's already done that.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
you don't care for us? Oh, I said, come on. What kind of a question is that, boy? Hey, peace. Be still. Some of the wind and the waves obey his voice and his own children won't.
My Lord.
All right.
Because I wanted to be in this morning, but so I'd like to tell her, love is still listener. Yeah, still listener. From a life of who knows what. When did God's love stop? When did love find you? Long before you was even born. I know you. Yes. Don't you know when you're making love? You know each other?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He went out to her and he made love and he knew her. Yes. That's what the Bible tells us. He knew her. Yes. And Brother James, you could still sit in the front row and read for me if I need you.
Hallelujah.
Atta boy. Forty years old. A male virgin.
Glory.
That's unique in my generation. Because by the time I was 14, 15, I was already hitting the hot trail.
Glory.
I'll be off. Will you look at the girly magazines or picking up the newspaper and look at the girls with the lingerie? Sister Robert would come and I grabbed the Sister Robert catalog and I turned over to where they had the bras and I'd look at the bra, but I'd really look at the girl inside the bra. Oh, none of you folk have done, you never done that, did you, bro? Really?
Huh.
How about you, Kevin? Yeah, now you got to grab the Sister Robert catalog and look at
it. Sure, bro.
Man. So you looked at pornography too, didn't you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Pornography is when you see reality and then you imagine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
That's your part of it.
Oh, Jesus.
You sit right here. I sit right here and I can put my mind on. I try to tell you that. That's why I told Edward. Leave that girl alone. Why? A little Japanese girl and not too many men who have Japanese girls.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to think if they respond like somebody else. Wicked imagination. And see, you're so wicked you won't accept a revelation of your own depraved state. Lawlessness.
Oh, Jesus.
Lawlessness. Okay. No law. They don't want God's law. God's banner over you is law.
Oh God!
The love of God and tongue can never tell. What law did God use to send his son? For God so loved the world, He
gave His only Son.
He loved gifts that doesn't take.
My Lord.
Lust will take. Love will give. You see fried chicken up there, lust will take it. But Lord would say, you brother.
All right.
There are 2 pieces there. You take them both.
Oh, Jesus.
You ought to look at your face. You really ought to look. There's so little enlightenment there. They're darkened. And their foolish heart was darkened. Profess himself to be wise. And become fool.
Hallelujah.
And this old world is making fools out of us.
Yes,
sir. Mr. Trump is, he's a fool. And he's making a fool out of American politics. God has a purpose for establishing human government. I agree with that. To punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14.
Hallelujah.
Said, wait, is that in the book? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14.
Oh, God.
You got a brother driver?
Lord, Lord, thank you for your love, Lord.
No. So I recommend you become a law-abiding citizen.
Lord.
Yeah. There you drive out there and keep the speed limit. I was driving down Highway 15 one day, officer. A window, because I don't fight them. You're driving 50 miles an hour, this is a 45 mile zone. I know that. Be done with the kind of you. I'll just give you a citation. Be careful. You went through that stop sign. Yeah. You give me the test in. I'll just give you a citation. I'll give you a warning. Don't keep doing this. See, I'm not sinning against God. No, I'm not. But you folks think I am. I will hide that word in my heart. And then if I tell you I'm not sinning against God, you sit there and look at me. But my sins are gone, son. How in the world can you find my sins? You can't do it. And that's faith talking. That's faith talking. I don't put no confidence in this place. Well, they're not going to budge. God's people. Rulers are God's appointees to maintain order and promote righteousness in a civil society. Consequently, I read from the dictionary on the subject of lawlessness. Consequently, who's rebel against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Don't mock the Constitution. Of course, the letter of the Constitution did not switch it out. But our founding fathers, they were God-fearing men, even though they had slaves.
Hallelujah.
Some got rich. And that's what I keep telling you. We do not live by the Constitution. We believe in it, though. If it wasn't a constitutional right, we could have service like this. We could have gone to hell with. I have a chuckle when they came on the grounds, they were checking everybody. And did you take them to the house, Dennis? Dennis took them over to his house. And was Caleb there? Caleb was there. And they were looking for guns. And Caleb said, showed him his gun and said, load it. You don't get it. We're using guns lawfully.
Right.
We didn't look nice. They looked off to my house for guns, I didn't have any. But so they went up to the radio room, they'd have seen a gun. 22. I'm still there. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get a hold of yourself to where you start responding, or I'm going to get out of here and you can just go do your own thing. You won't pay attention. You don't lay it to heart. You are rebellious people. That's all I know. I can't be. Most rebellious. The Bible connects. This is a dictionary. The Bible connects man's lawlessness and rebellion against God with his needs for God's forgiveness. That's what the law is all about.
Yes.
For by the law came the knowledge of sin.
Yes.
Say, you need a God to forgive sin.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
And I'll quit with this. Will you stand with me, please? I forget how many years ago I stood right in this pulpit.
Jesus.
I gathered everybody up here. Sister Burgess, you and your husband was not here that time. So I later on, I called you in. I would have no children. But what I was about to say, I don't know how I'm going to take it.
Hallelujah.
Got a fix, Mark?
Hallelujah.
What did you fix? Which one? Yeah, that one gets locked up all the time. I guess I'm messing with it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Mark.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Good. I know you're not seeing me. Are you feeling me?
Hallelujah.
Boy, you got a nice haircut. Who does that for you? You do it yourself? No problem when you're going to shave the whole head and just cut it off. Good job, good job. See, you people relate to nothing, do you? And then the Bible shaved their head when they made a vow. Well, you got to shave your head. Samson made a vow concerning his hair. He wouldn't cut it. And then when he just told it, he got betrayed. He cut his hair. Bingo. I have broken my vow.
Oh, bless you.
When God saved me as a young boy,
hallelujah.
I started out, fell 10,000 times.
Yeah.
And a fellow one day said to me, I heard you say if a man falls 7 times, he's done. I said, well, you fall 8 or 10 times. Oh, I said, so you're the judge, huh?
Hallelujah.
See, but I never fell away. I fell many times, but it kept me from falling away. Don't you know what's keeping you from falling away in this age of great falling away? Huh? Amen. Fail of the grace of God? Fall away?
Yes.
Oh! Yeah. I know you've fallen 1,000 times, the devil made you do it, but I'm going to tell you something, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Tell them, I'll show them the way. I'll show you how to find it. I might stumble around. Sister thinks she holds me up. I let her hold me up. I just let her hold me up. And then you hold me up. Lift Jesus high. From a station in Nashville, Tennessee, the one that Sister Louise used to listen to. Now she's not there, I'm afraid. Now she's someplace else listening to somebody else. Of course, there's no foolish people around here, is there? Listen to somebody else. When the Bible told you, one voice!
Hallelujah!
Not many!
Hey!
One!
Hallelujah.
Well,
hallelujah.
How are they going to know it's one?
Hallelujah.
Lord.
That's your name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord.
Glory.
You question the voice.
Lord.
Do you know which one?
Voice.
Hallelujah. You don't know which one?
Glory.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Well, how can it be you? How can it be you? How can you be one? that God has saved. How can you be one you wrecked your soul? Constitution. That's the law of the land.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now, I have no problem with that Constitution. No, I don't. Because that law is a good law. But that minister's so bad. I saw this morning where they're letting a bunch of prisoners loose out in California to fight that fire. And if they fight the fire, they're free. You mean to tell me guys who are so terrible guilty? And you just let them go free because they fight a fire? Why? Because their guilt was not near what we put them in there for.
Hallelujah.
See, that's in their law. See, the law also gives you liberty to say not guilty. If you say guilty, you say not guilty. And whatever you say can be true. And the king did. He gave you the law, said guilty or not guilty. He said not guilty. The Supreme Court. Appeal to that Supreme Court, people. Connection with him that is just only in their own mind.
Amen.
Glory.
They will inherit their good deeds done in his name. Only their deeds declare them workers of lawlessness. At that time, those who practiced lawlessness will be cast into the blazing furnace, while those who are covered by the righteousness of Christ will shine like the sun. These are the words of a man who is writing a dictionary. Defining lawlessness.
Yes, yes.
And the only way to get into it is go back to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Ah, that Word of God.
Hallelujah.
The word for lawlessness, dictionary writing, the word for lawlessness in the Bible is often translated iniquity. According to the Bible, the root of all lawlessness is rebellion.
Yes.
This is a dictionary.
Yes.
I don't know if you preach or not. But how are you going to talk about sin and transgression without the book?
Hallelujah.
The Bible came to knowledge of sin. The Bible came to knowledge of righteousness.
Yes.
Thank God for that. Knowledge.
Yes.
Now grow in that grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
1 John 3:4 defines sin as lawlessness. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
Yes, oh.
Rebellion is lawlessness.
Amen.
To commit sin is to be lawless.
Hallelujah.
That is a sinner breaks God's law. In this way, lawlessness is a rejection of God. Satan, who models the ultimate rejection of God, will one day empower the Antichrist, called the Lawless One.
Hallelujah.
Whose rise to power will be in accordance with how Satan works. 2 Thessalonians 2:9.
Glory.
You see, you people, you don't know the book. Lawlessness is contrasted with righteousness in verses such as Romans 6:19, 2 Corinthians 6:14, and Hebrews 1:9. The righteous who have the nature of Jesus Christ hate the deeds of the lawless. Lot, a godly man living in Sodom, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless there.
Amen.
And why would you judge Lot? Because God said he would judge. Why are you just? Because the faithful one is just and calls you just. Because you need, I sure do. Ain't got nothing else to stand on. The righteous who have the nature of Jesus Christ hate the deeds of lawlessness. Lot, a godly man living in Sodom, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. In fact, it overwhelmed him. Thank God the angels who were sent to keep him out of that thing. Spend the night. You know, one more night. Are you folk ever going to repent?
Hallelujah.
Of your stiff-neckedness. Your rebellion. And don't mock God. Stop mocking him.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to be lost. No, you're not going to be lost. He found you.
Hallelujah.
My God,
amen.
Woman.
Hallelujah.
Why do you keep forgetting that?
Amen.
He found you.
Yes.
At the end of the earth.
Hallelujah.
He found you.
Yes.
And you come from a mighty long way.
Yes.
In Florida,
yes,
where you found Rose. Rose knew what she was doing. You did? You do. Which, that mind, none of us ever done right.
No.
Amen.
Every time we're doing something, we done wrong. And we paid for it.
Yes.
Long until Jesus comes and he said, "Dead faith."
Hey,
yeah. Then we're going to be changed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, get to that point.
Yeah.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I will not rest in a weak frame, but a holy, holy, holy. Feelings. Oh, I got so much here. The psalmist David said, I abhor the assembly of evildoers. Abhor. Have you heard anybody talk about abhorring?
Yes.
Then I tell you who said it. Could you find anybody more perfect than Job?
Amen.
But when he began to want to question God, what am I doing? I don't go think of blame to him. God, or myself. You folk love yourself too much. That's why you're always causing trouble.
Amen.
I didn't know David said that, did you? Psalmist David said, Psalm 26:5, I abhor the assembly of evildoers.
Amen.
And refuse to sit with the wicked.
Yes.
So stop being wicked.
Amen.
Because the wicked turn from your wicked ways.
My Lord.
Boy, I tell you, the word of God just doesn't reach as far.
Yes, Lord.
Come to you.
It's
a prophet sent.
Then
I went to see you. And I've often told you.
Glory.
Not even this man.
Glory.
I can't let my old man deceive me. Tell me I'm all right.
Yeah.
I know the word.
Amen.
But that new man will say, he said, you're right.
My Lord.
Let's make man God. I'm going to make him righteous. Create a new man. Glory. I was thinking about the Queen of Sheba. Jesus actually mentioned her. She heard of the wisdom of Solomon. Well, that guy knows what he's doing, and what he does is right. What? Cut a baby in half? And give it. She heard the wisdom of Solomon. Now listen to me carefully. Solomon had wisdom in dealing with women. He had a lot of experience. And she was a woman. And she was a queen. Would Solomon know how to treat a queen? Solomon knew how to treat women. You know how to put it to the test. Wisdom. I'm going quick, because I just thought I'm getting in trouble again. If I just go back and somehow shout you back.
Oh, bless you.
That old queen, she's up there maybe 35, 40 years old. And by virtue of her dominion, she had to be married to. Who am I going to marry? Who will turn me down? Who do I pick? I was that fine soldier there, stand by to protect me. What about my financier who watched all my money? Who should I choose? What? Solomon. He did that? She heard of the wisdom of Solomon.
Oh, God.
And the wisdom of Solomon is described in how he took a little baby. What the hell are you folks? Come on down!
Amen.
It's nothing but pure stubbornness here this morning. Don't even know how to humble yourself, do you?
Jesus.
And God's going to have to fix it so you humble yourself. Because if you don't humble yourself, you will not be. So you better learn humility.
Hallelujah.
Oh, don't do that. So you think I'm exalting myself, huh? To talk like this with all the things on me. All right, phone number. Here's the tabernacle. These damn folk won't catch nothing, will they? Let's see. Phone number is 843-538-1334. Right here in my presence. Right in front of all these folk. Anybody listening?
Hallelujah.
They're not.
Hallelujah.
They're looking, but they're not listening. Hey, let's see now. Hello. Who do you think that is? Hello, sister.
Diane Johnson.
You think I didn't know that?
Yeah.
That woman will call me every time I ask her a call.
Bless you, Lord.
Can you say that again?
Bless you.
Who is it? Lord bless you.
God bless you.
Are they ashamed? No, they're not ashamed. What a faithful sister.
Amen.
I can call her after any time of day. And she's right there.
Wow.
She got a home, she got a husband. Now, let me see. Hello? Who is this?
Bill Collins in Canada.
Hey, you still alive?
I'm still kicking.
I thought that you got both your feet. I just got too much. I just got too much wet wood. All I get is a bunch of smoke. I'm glad you turned on the fire this morning. Blow the smoke away. Thank you. God bless you. Ah, that irks you, doesn't it? Why, he knew me before you did. He was the first voice way back years ago. And the only thing I regret was he didn't make it across the border like he should have. Go one day, I told him, come here. He came across the border, got to Detroit, I think it was. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Go to hell. Just go to hell, Steve. You're a perverter. You're a distorter. You're a liar.
All right.
You're on your father, the devil. But you see, I said last night, I said to the road, we sat down at my computer, and every day I got my Luke Hadley friends out there. And they say, get off the airway! Mother Mary don't want you up here! Now they've been doing that to me for 40 years. I'm still on the airway. This guy here, he would have nobody else to holler if I wasn't here. See? Nobody listened to him. But you can't convince the devil that. The only ones listening to him are the devil people. God people ain't listening to him. No, they're not. Do you think he believes that?
No.
It astonishes me how these people think that I am not preaching the new covenant. And do you folks know what the covenant is? If I go away, I will come again. He gonna keep his end of the bargain. And out the end of the book for him's coming, that's your end. That's your end of the covenant. You'll keep your end, he'll keep his. He's coming again. How a man who thinks he's serving God fights someone who preaches something like that. Oh, no, I ain't fighting you. I'm not out here. To hell he ain't. Oh, Satan rages. We will not be defeated. We have the power. We have the word. We have the spirit. We have the opportunity. We have the responsibility. Time. Can't even do it. No, I can't. Hello.
God bless you, prophet.
See, the reason I don't respond, because this is a man that I've longed to get the hell out where he's at and come here. But he's got, God didn't entangle him. He's entangled himself. If that man's going to war good warfare, he does not entangle himself. And that guy entangled with false doctrine, false spirits, false delusions. What's the matter?
Right.
What's the matter? Amen. How's your warfare going on?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Search me.
Hallelujah.
Every day I'm sitting, I got a mind tangled.
Yes, Lord.
My entire believing sister, a crazy stranger, I'm the prophet.
Yeah.
I'd like to say Elijah is here, but I'm not quite sure. And the other reason I'm not quite sure, it's not time.
No.
He will be revealed in God's time.
No.
Not the time that God gives him. Because
right.
The only one who gives time is God.
Right.
He's given you time or space to repent. Nobody else will imitate. Nobody else will accept your repentance. No, they won't. But if you repent righteously, I wish somebody could say, our own worst enemy,
amen.
Our iniquity.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad old snot nose and called. Because he can be judged by my words. By the words out of my mouth will judge him. Well, what did I judge you? He's going to judge me too. You hear the words I'm saying? Huh? You hear me, Steve? You hear the words I'm saying? You're dead, sir. You will never walk through an open door, because never will be open to you. I'm the messenger of the door. And the door has been shut ever since I started talking about it. Most of you folks never even consider the door being shut. Never, but one once. And that doesn't mean one for all, it means one for you. When somebody finally rises up and shuts to the door, that's why I tell them guys down by the river, they're not going to be saved. God set before them an open door and they shut it. I still see him. I still see that dog, friend of mine, that God told him, that's my servant. Where are you at? You in the light of witness? Well, I didn't know a prophet acts like you. I don't act. A real, live prophet. But they kill the prophets, don't they? You ever kill me? Boy. You haven't let them in the arm, did you? I don't think you did. But boy, sometimes you have. You tell me shout when my leg hurts so bad.
Hallelujah.
I don't shout because your leg hurts bad. I said I shout because your name's written in my
book.
Sister Johnson called, Brother David called, Brother Paul, I mean, and then that snot nose. His nose is so bloody, and you beat him blood with snot. Boy, you got a mess. Snot nose, smart aleck. Hey, Steve, are you listening? I dare you to walk. And walk through this door. Come and be with us at the Feast of Tabernacles. And walk through that door, Steve. I dare you. Satan, I dare you to show yourself. We're coming to the final battle, and God's going to put you down, boy. I dare you, Satan, to show yourself.
Amen.
I dare you.
Amen.
Come against me with your sword,
Amen. Your
theology, your big mouth. I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't come to me with your opinions and your visions. You deal with that. Oh, you want to do this, boy, huh? You better stop hurting yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
Stiffen your neck. You better stop doing it. Nobody else is doing it. You're doing it.
Hallelujah.
You stiff neck. Nobody else is doing that. You are. You'll be stiff neck now to accept that. Haughty. Sometimes I sit down And I want to tell, how in the world can you folk even debate the question of Mr. Trump? Save America? God don't intend to save America. God has no plans on saving America. He is going to have a nation, but it won't be the United States. It'll be a holy nation. Every nation. Black, white, rich, poor, mob and free, they'll all be set free. I was young again. Now here's a statement that you blow you right out of your mind. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Saying, may truth lie.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, these big, great, swelling words. And when I say it on the radio, I say, Mike, this man does it. That's all he does. And they'll confront him right in his face. And Brother Stair, he's setting up Jerusalem. Good. And you just keep your eyes on him. Once he gets assured he's going to be elected, he's already made plans to go over there. Yeah, he is. Hobnobbing with Saudi Arabia now, who still will kill Christians, but they worship enough. I want this to be, Mr. Trump goes next time when they're worshiping in Saudi Arabia. Wouldn't surprise me. All that's called God. So that he's in the temple of God. You know how many people go? He likes great gatherings. You know how many people go to Ramadan? Over there? Millions. There are people that come there who spend 5-10 years just getting there. They want to. Damn, they don't know nothing. One of the Muslims' main desires is to make a trip to Mecca. At least once in their life. At least once.
Hallelujah.
Now, you fool, the way you look at me is almost disgusting. Hello? Hello? God bless you. You're not coming through so clear. What's your problem? So bless yourself and say it. I said, bless yourself and say it and then believe it. See, I keep trying to tell these people. See, they use the clandestine way. I got something I want to tell you. I got something God, a woman called me yesterday. She said, God told me I should call you because he told you to call me. You didn't do it. I got something I want to tell you. And I keep telling every last one of you.
Hallelujah.
This is the voice. You listen to me.
Oh, God.
Did I surprise you? I said, hello. I answered the phone.
Amen.
But not to have you tell me anything. Boy, that irks every last one of you, doesn't it?
My Lord, my God.
Because God, many years ago, you know what the spirit meeting, he said, don't you receive anything. Not even their praise.
No.
Not even their honor.
Amen.
I'm the one who's going to honor you, he said. Don't receive honor from men.
Right.
Don't look for it.
No.
And I apologize to you many times when I said, Mom, but I keep trying to get strength from you,
right,
hoping you receive me,
no,
and you're not even doing it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've been strengthened.
God.
With might.
God.
By His Spirit.
God.
In my inner.
God. God. God.
God. Then go to hell.
God.
Can you think of any other reason why I'm still here?
God.
When I listened to the chicken yesterday to Naomi, she said, how'd you do that? I said, well, how did I? Anybody know how I did that? My God, you folks sit right there. We don't need a chicken. We just need your hair here. Oh, hair and obey God. We can get the chicken away, Beth. We got a lot of chicken. Yeah. Does anybody know how we got it? By the word of the prophet. And then you heard yesterday when the man gave us a source of chicken for 30 cents a pound. You can't. And then the man insisted we had to let it go through him. And then we went through him, he gave us a whole bunch of. And they said, oh, you old church, huh? So you got it. I got in Chinese, I got this, I got that. And you folks stand right there. You stand right there. And you know why the rain stopped and the storm went by? Yeah, because we prayed. No, 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 no. Laying on a bed at 12 o'clock at night. In the Kansas City, Missouri, with a meeting falling apart, that preaching in a theater would hold 1,000, had 5 people. Where the hell were you? Couldn't eat for several days, and one day I said, I'm going to eat. So I walk into a diner, like I got money,
Amen.
Sat down in a seat, the waitress come over, and I ordered myself a good hamburger steak, string beans and corn, cup of coffee, piece of rye bread. How am I going to pay for it? I have no money!
My Lord!
You see, you're going to stand right here this morning, chicken. The chicken. The chicken.
Lord.
The chicken. The brother went over to get chicken, but they went actually to get something else. Why, brother, get chicken. Right, Edward? What'd you go for? Hot dogs. You know what? We get a lot of hot dogs right here, and none of them are hot. Even when we cook them, they're not hot. By the time they get to us, they cool down a little bit. But they're hot dogs. People like them. They're hot.
Oh, God.
And so I there, asked the guy about chicken, and the man sold us chicken. Are you, am I stuttering?
No, sir.
And the Everett said, wow! He wants to sell them for 35 cents a pound. Why is that shocking, Everett? Come on, people. 47 cents a pound and the guy offers them to us for 35. I said to them, why'd you make a deal with them? We got them going our way.
Hallelujah.
See, it's that word. Boy, you won't butt with. You better start hearing my word, brothers. You better start paying attention to them. You're going to find yourself on the outside of the door when the door is shut. That's how close it is. It will shut on somebody today.
Oh, God.
They'll stop mocking me. All you apostates, denying the faith, questioning God, apostate. So I told Edward, I said, make him an offer. We'll get some more. So Edward went back, we have 30 cents, wasn't it, Edward? We have 30 cents. That first thing looked like he was going to do it. Then the guy said, hey, I can't do it, but we'll get it from, they only asked me, I said, are they chicken fresh? I said, boy, they come right from the slaughterhouse. That truck you took them off. They were fresh. And they sold us how many pallets? Two. How many boxes? 84 boxes. At 30 cents a pound. Just because I told them, Nicky. If they'd have turned us down, we wouldn't have lost none. We had plenty of chicken. If the world don't give us more, we know they ought to give me, can't we? Still got plenty. We don't need a law to protect us. We got a law to protect us. That's our problem, I said, because we don't need doctors.
Oh, God.
Not one person on these grounds even come close to having a flu that would leak close to that. Not a one. No evil.
Amen.
Thank you.
What do you think would have happened if one or two of us would have got that flu? That would challenge our faith, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? And an old man like me? They died by the hundreds, old men. And I said, because it's the only virus I've come in my house. The only virus I have in your spirits. Boy, they catching.
Yes, Lord.
You still won't get it. He called the prophet just.
Hallelujah.
Then they found out we're religious folk. Yeah, we're very religious. We got pure religion.
Hallelujah.
We got a pure religion. All the Father from the Father is this. Feed the poor, take care of the needy. Whoa! That's pure religion. Y'all hungry? Somebody cooking? What are they cooking today? Anybody know? Stir fry. Who do that little Japanese girl? Who? Sister Patterson, she sure stir up some, can't you, Brother Patterson? Can't your wife stir up some? But she's in here. How can you make it stir? Oh, you already made it? Is it good?
Hallelujah.
You should know. Is it good? Ain't God good?
Yes,
he
is. Yes.
He gave us. Oh, yes. He sent us brother and sister Patterson.
Yes.
So on this earth, that's what we are.
Glory!
Have their own home, fine car, good monthly income, and God says, nah, they need you over there.
Hallelujah!
And that makes us like Him. So we need Him, we need each other.
Hallelujah!
What a world we live in.
Glory!
And I sometimes said, how do you tell these people? How do you tell them this? The man of sin will enter in peaceably. And by peace, he will destroy many. By peace? You said peace, when there is no peace? Why don't you full grasp this? He's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. And he had nothing to do with it. He just recognized that these guys over there. I can't believe I talk to people. He said, you see my problem? I'm talking to God's people, and they don't understand. You think the world out there does? You think Steve understands what he's doing? Damning his own soul.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Heavenly Father, we praise you today again as we gather in Jesus' name, and we thank you for such a time as this. You gathered us again here in Canada East and throughout the broadcast systems. Sent the prophet again to help us to make ready for your soon return, and we thank you for making us your choice, oh God, your determination to save us. Keep empowered all of you done for. Many blessings, undeserving. So help us to stay. Anoint us for service.
Hallelujah.
And bless the pastor as he speaks.
Jesus.
He can speak the word boldly as he ought to. And help us to be thankful, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need you, Lord. And we thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, you may be seated.
Glory to God.
All right, no song today, huh? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
843-538-1334. Anybody listening? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I was in darkness and couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Listening over there, brother?
Hallelujah.
Give me a call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So once again, we've gathered into this place, in this house, in the name of Jesus. We come to worship him. He who is worthy. All praise, all glory, and all honor. Hallelujah. Come, let us worship him. Bow down. Of the prophet of God.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
We're gathered here by God's divine decree.
Bless you, God.
Hmm?
Bless you, Lord.
We've been begotten again.
Hallelujah.
unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Moses went up into the mountain, and the people said, I don't know what happened to this man. They said, Aaron, make us a God. So they gathered up all their jewelry, and Aaron made them a God. Golden calf. And these people whom Moses had led out,
hallelujah,
bowed down before the calf and said, oh, golden calf that brought us out of Egypt.
My Lord.
How about that?
Oh, God.
Oh, golden calf. Well, of course, God was not pleased with that.
Oh, no.
Stopped him in his track. He said, Moses, you better get down there.
Right.
You better get down, because those people are quickly turned out of the way.
Amen.
Moses and Joshua headed back down, and the people were singing and dancing. Here we are, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, the prophet of God has gone on, but we're still here.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory God. Mm-hmm.
But who is the God that brought us out?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is the God that brought us out? Glory, glory.
Glory God.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed.
I was so blessed to hear Sister Johnson call this morning. And that was Brother Steer's testimony of her.
Amen.
Faithful.
Amen.
And she is faithful.
She is.
Even until the day. Still faithful. Yeah. If the phone was working, she would have been on the other end.
Amen.
The only reason she didn't call, our phone's not working.
Hallelujah.
So that's a good example, you know. Man of God's gone, but she's still faithful.
Hallelujah.
You know, she didn't leave her place.
Glory.
I heard the man of God say, we shouldn't leave the place where God puts us.
No.
Isn't that good? Admonition,
yes.
Good instructs. We just shouldn't leave the place that God has put us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He brought us to this place.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Let's be faithful in our place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because it's the Lord's doing.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it is marvelous in our eyes.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
And that is what is required of stewards. I heard the man of God expounding on that. A steward is when somebody gives you something.
Hallelujah.
You know it's not your own, but you should understand the purpose it was given you.
Yes, Lord.
And understand that it's not your own and what you need to do with it.
Amen.
All that we have, we're stewards of.
Yes.
We have nothing that is our own, and we're not even our own.
No, thank God. Hallelujah.
We're not called to serve ourselves, but we're called to serve the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have a holy calling.
Glory.
We're called to glory and virtue.
Hallelujah.
We're called to be saints.
Yeah.
We're called
glory, God.
To serve the living
glory, God.
God. Y'all don't look too excited about
glory,
it.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory,
glory. Let's be faithful. It is.
Yes.
Let's walk worthy of this vocation.
Amen.
Let's be faithful servants.
Yes.
Let's be faithful stewards.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Encourage
myself. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm still blessed to be a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So, Lord, help me to do what you would have me to do. Lord, help me to go where you would have me to go. Help me, Lord, to speak what you would have me to speak.
Yes, Lord.
Not my will, but thine be done. Thou art God. We are your people.
Hallelujah.
We are the sheep of your pasture.
Hallelujah.
We are your witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Our God.
Hallelujah.
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 Let us be faithful, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So as I've said many times, what's going on there is things are being manifest. Sister Johnson is manifest that she's faithful.
Hallelujah.
Because she's still faithful.
Huh?
And whatever we're doing is being manifest.
Yes, Lord.
We can blame it on whatever, but it's just things being manifest.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The man of God talked about lawlessness. Yes. Well, that's what sin is. Sin is the transgression of the law.
Amen.
And if we are respectable persons, then we are convinced of the law.
Amen.
As transgressors. How about that?
All right.
Glory, glory. You know, we can't be gathered with those folk. You know, Jesus was numbered with the transgressors.
Yes, Lord.
He bare the sins of many. Made intercession for the transgressors.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
No transgressors in here. Not too happy. Praise the Lord. But once again, you know, I'm just going to say what, you know, what the Spirit said. And we've all heard Brother Stair, and we've all read the Bible. And purportedly, we are filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory. Oh, Jesus.
We have come into this house, gathered in His name. Glory. Glory.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. up. Maybe that would help. You know, if you remember the horrible pit that you were in. Praise the Lord. Remember how he came way down to pick you up. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Praise,
praise.
We don't want to forget that we were purged from our old sins. Hallelujah. Yeah, I heard him talk about the things of the flesh are repetitious.
Yes.
You like strawberry ice cream, you like strawberry ice cream, you like strawberry ice cream. You like chocolate cake, you like chocolate cake, you like chocolate cake. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of course, repetition that we do spiritually, we get tired of them.
My Lord.
Hmm? Not the inward man.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Not the new man.
My Lord.
It's the old man.
Yes, Lord.
Put him off.
Glory.
He's corrupt.
Yes.
After deceitful lust.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Glory.
Yeah, deceitful lust.
Amen.
I read about how men are so intelligent, but and they are, but seem like they are self-destructive.
Amen.
And all the intelligence that man has, he still can't get along. There's more wars than ever was before. More pollution. How is that? How can he be so wise and yet be so stupid? Well, it's because of the lust. That's the problem. Because of the lust, the covetousness, the greed. Praise the Lord. So intelligence don't overcome that. We need the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
And they overcame. There's a gentleman out in Oklahoma. His name is Kenny Edmonds.
Well, bless you, Jesus.
He's a brother. I always have the elders pray for me. So maybe y'all can pray for Kenny.
Yes,
Kenny
Lord.
Is he's in bad shape. He's not too old, but he looks like he is. He's overweight, diabetic, and inactive.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
So he, well, he said he quit smoking. But still, he needs some help.
Yes.
And only God can help him.
Only God. Hallelujah.
Only God can help him.
Only God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Which we get many prayer requests.
Amen.
Rightfully so, that is the answer.
Amen.
We got a problem, we got a need, we ought to bring it to Jesus.
Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Hmm? We ought to bring it to Jesus.
Amen.
We have a need for Jesus today.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Would you come in, Lord God, and
yes.
help us to worship you?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Would you speak to our hearts, O God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, He is the God that does supply our need.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need you, Lord.
Need you, Lord.
We need mercy today.
Yes, Lord.
We need grace.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Well, Brother Kurt, had an occasion to speak with him yesterday, and he was pretty upset. I'm going to tell it, Brother Kurt.
Go ahead.
Oh, praise the Lord. Let me see. He said, man, you know, I sat down in the dining hall, and the people on my right hand and on the left hand, they sure don't encourage me. They don't edify me. He said, actually, they make me mad. He said, they talk about every kind of thing and all kind of garbage. And then you stand up and they say, amen, hallelujah. Hmm? Am I getting it right, Brother Kirk?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, remember the admonition now. I said, you can't wait on them, brother.
No.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Get your eyes off of them.
Yeah.
We won't be able to say, well, them people didn't talk right, so I can't praise you. No, we can't say it like that. Hallelujah. Hey, look at the other fellow. Yeah, what's New Curse say? Shut up. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to talk about Jesus. You got to bring something to get something.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, the truth is, many times our conversation isn't right.
Amen.
Huh?
That's true.
But you know, maybe you can be the wise one in there, get it turned the right way.
Hallelujah.
Many times that's what's lacking in conversation.
Right.
They start going the wrong way, and somebody ought to, you know, get it turned around.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you can just say, man, we shouldn't be talking about this. How about that? Huh? This is out of our purview. We're not doing right. You know, like the lepers said, when they went and got the goods, they said, man, we don't do good.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. But it's always right to talk about Jesus. It's always right to give him glory. Fits in every conversation.
Yeah.
In every setting.
Yeah.
You can talk about him right now.
Glory.
You can tell what he's done for you.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Glory. Let's talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 So it happened this way. I was riding my bicycle by the computer room, and the Spirit said, stop. And I went in there
bless you, Lord.
Kurt just poured out his heart.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hmm?
Bless
so the Lord helped me to encourage him.
Bless you, Jesus.
Of course, in doing that, I encouraged myself.
Yes. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And while I was there, Kurt encouraged me.
Bless you, Jesus.
How about that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He reminded me about the time that he smashed my finger. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is what I said. Did I get it right, Brother Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Then he reminded me of the time that the cow kicked me. Kirk said, let me kill her, Pastor. I said, no, man, don't kill the cow. But I couldn't walk for a while. She kicked me real good. Kirk said, I remember that, Pastor. You wouldn't let me kill her. I said, no. She was just acting naturally.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, I remember the time that you got cut by the chainsaw and the spaghetti was hanging out of your leg. He said, yeah, man, you people do a lot of talk. He said, but you proved out. Isn't that encouraging?
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. We can prove out. You know God's going to prove us, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Let's make sure we prove out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yes, it's easy to do a lot of talking, but we're going to have to walk.
Yes,
hmm?
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. But let us understand, it's not the other fellow that's our shortcoming. Never, never. That's never the case. I don't care how they talk, how they walk, what they do. They're not the problem. No, no, no. I'll tell you in front of God and everybody.
Hallelujah.
If that was the case, we couldn't be saved. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I don't care what your conversation is. I'm going to stick Jesus in there.
Hallelujah.
How about that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Glory, glory.
Glory.
You know, Brother Curry's complaining about the hard job he's got. Well, it's quite the job. Hallelujah. But I reminded him that you don't need any ability. All you need to be is willing. You understand? God put him there. All you have to do is say, well, here I am, God. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Now, we love to have a lot of knowledge so we don't have to depend on God. Huh? That's no good. Hallelujah. So when God gets ready to prove us out.
Yes, Lord.
He let us know that we're in a place that we're not able.
Amen.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Then you can prove God out.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
I said, Brother Kurt, you're in a good place, man. Stop complaining.
Amen.
Stop murmuring.
Amen.
Ain't nobody chomping at the bits to get this job. Of course not. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just give God the glory.
Oh.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, Curry, you want to edify us, man. You run around this tabernacle.
Oh.
Like I'll tell you all, I said, well, whatever it is, it's not my doing, it's the Lord's doing.
Right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to testify of that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not me, it's the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Same with you, brother.
Hallelujah.
You're not running the broadcast, it's the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He could do this without us, but he didn't choose to do it that way.
Yes.
Let us submit to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, we like to be put in those positions where we have all the answers and have all the ability, you know. That's not where he found Gideon. Not where he found Moses. In fact, none of them that he called, they just wasn't. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. So we really don't need any ability. Yeah, we just need to know the God who is able and submit to him. Huh? Not only is he able, he knows everything. Huh? He knows about all the parts you can't find. Huh? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Know how to get those bolts out that won't come out. Praise the Lord. Yeah, he's a God that knows. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, how you'll be blessed when you begin to trust him. Then you can glorify him. Say, look what the Lord did. Hallelujah. We can give God glory right now. Look, the broadcast is still going. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord God.
I'm looking for men that are willing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Willing to lay down their lives. How about that?
Yeah.
If we're people here that we have time to serve God.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
We don't always take advantage of it, but we have time to come to the tabernacle.
Yeah.
We stay as long as we want.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Oh.
We have time to pray.
Yeah.
We have time to sing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have time to come aside on the Sabbath day. We don't have no jobs to go. Come on. Somebody say amen. Glory, glory. We got time. We can make it to the Feast of Trumpets. We can gather for the Feast of Tabernacles. Hey, right? We've been set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I heard the prophet say again this morning that, Craig, you know, you don't live that far. You could be here every time for prayer.
That's right.
You know what that says to us, don't you?
Right.
We that are within walking distance.
Right. Right.
What a testimony that is. Well, you keep repeating it. I didn't put it on there. It's the Lord doing. Kurt's not running it.
All right.
Must be the Lord doing.
Right.
I keep and said, Craig, you know you could be here, man. You don't live that far away. You could be here every time for prayer.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Well, what about us that live here?
Right.
I see. We don't want to receive that yet.
Oh, God.
Maybe that'll go away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, sometimes we don't feel like it. Is that right?
Yes.
I know that's the case with me.
All right. Okay.
That's how it was yesterday.
Amen.
God gave me a word, though. Just as I am.
Amen.
And I was saying, man, if I felt a little better, if I was a bit more inspired. But he gave me a song. Just as I am. Pick me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. to be sorry. We're going to see the King. I have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Oh, yes, Lord.
You have faith in God.
Yes, Lord. God Almighty.
Yes, the Lord's given you faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Said, I'm not eloquent.
Right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Of course, God wasn't happy with that. He came to see Gideon. He said, man, I'm the least in my father's house. My family's poor and I'm the least.
Right.
How about that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, God found the right one, didn't he?
Yes.
Hmm? Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's so that no man can glory in flesh.
Right.
And we can glory in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Imagine Moses being eloquent. Huh? Wouldn't have got the job done, though. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, we. God don't need eloquence. He needs some willing, wretched sinners. Some sinners that know that they're sinners. And that he's able to save. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I believe he's found some. Make sure you lead them in the right way. Let's talk about Jesus. Enough all this garbage. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But you know, you don't have to quote scriptures to talk about Jesus. You don't have to do that. It's all the spirit of the matter, you understand. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's in everything, and if you talk right, he'll be in your conversation. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But Brother Kirk did make this confession. He said, man, he said, even though this is difficult for me, it's very challenging. He said, I'd rather be here doing this. And be laid up and not be able to do anything. Hallelujah. So there is hope for Brother Gurney. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, I'd rather run down the aisle and be laid up and not be able to do it. We'll be right back. coming. Huh? You know he has come, don't you?
All right.
I'll praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, in the midst of the few that are gathered in his name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, because he's chosen us. I believe it like that. Y'all hear me talking? I'm not a deceiver. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm a child of the King. Soldier of the cross. Redeemed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking to redeemed people. Call them God. Sanctified. Hallelujah. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, well, all God's done for us, we shouldn't hold back anything. Give him all we got. He gave his all for us. Come on, Andrew. I know you cut a jig over there. Come on, you. Come on, Andrew. Give God some glory. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now you have to shake him off, though. Everybody hear me? That's not a blessing. You call it what you want. But anything that moves you away from God is not a blessing.
Amen.
Not a blessing.
Amen.
Hmm? And we that are God shouldn't let anything do that.
Amen.
We shouldn't let our wives or husbands or sons and daughters move us away from God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Our jobs, our vocations, our callings. Come on here.
Amen.
Huh? Are we going to leave our children when Jesus comes?
Yes.
I heard a man of God say, are you sure? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to leave all of our little worldly aspirations when the King comes? I see. Praise the Lord. Well, what are you waiting for? The King is coming. Hallelujah. And as much as we forsake all these other things, that's how much we believe it. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. One thing to say, well, I still believe Jesus is coming. We still living the way we lived, huh? Still seeking after the worldly things. Still seeking our own. Hallelujah. Yeah, he want to find some people watching. So do we. Watching under prayer. Glory, glory. Loving his appearing. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't want to say, not now, Jesus, I got to finish baking these muffins. Come on here.
Amen.
I got to cut up this okra. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I was preaching good, wasn't I?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, come and save us, Lord. We ain't doing nothing. We
That's
can't
right.
stop doing ain't nothing so important. We're just in the patient waiting.
Hallelujah.
We're just occupied.
Yeah.
Not building any kingdom. We're looking for the kingdom.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We're practicing up to rejoice and worship you forever and ever. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, you didn't have no text, man. And come on here. You didn't give us the first point, the second point. I don't know anything about that. I really don't. I do have a text, so I always do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a subject. Always do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
So, Brother Kurt, I was glad that I was able to encourage you, and you certainly encouraged me. Praise the Lord. But we want to get to the end of the matter. We won't be able to blame anybody. There's no one to prevent us.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to rejoice every day. I don't care what you talk about.
Amen.
I don't care what you do. I don't care if you come to this tabernacle with no cup. I'm going to serve God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that's, if we start looking at all this other stuff, we're going to miss it. All these distractions. You know, what people do, what people don't do. Get it out of your heart, out of your mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, cast your care upon him. You all may not believe it, but that's how I do it. If I'm going to serve God, I can't dwell on all the foolishness. So and so didn't look at me right. The hell with that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I serve a risen Savior in the world today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Watch, hypocrites won't stop me.
Right.
Slackers, woeful people, none of these things will move me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'll try to encourage them to come on and, you know, take the high road there. Walk up the King's Highway. was still going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord Jesus. But, you know, we've got to call and edify one another. So, brother, you get over there and edify them, brothers. Hallelujah. Yeah, tell them some of your testimonies. Hallelujah. I know you got a few. Glory, glory.
Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Yeah, let us prove out, saints.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
God proves all things, and He's definitely proving us.
Yes.
You know, what's going on is what's in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The prophet not being here, all of that is what's in our hearts.
Yes. That's what's being done. God, amen.
Jesus Christ in our
heart.
Still walking up the King's altar.
Hallelujah.
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 No excuses. Nowhere else to go.
All right.
Nothing else to do.
Praise God.
I'm satisfied with
praise
you. See what the Lord is doing? Can't you see how He's confirming us? Can't you see how He's encouraging us? Huh? Well, you know, the other stuff's working too. Yeah, it is. Praise the Lord. So this is so that we can counter the other stuff. That plain and simple. The devil's going to keep being the devil. The flesh is still the flesh. Come on here. But God is still God. Better we go on this journey.
Come
on,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The more.
Yes. Hallelujah. The more we trust Him.
The more, yes, Lord.
He is trustworthy.
Yes, Lord. The more.
Hey, you all know God's not going to fail you, don't you?
No.
Hey, everybody. You know God's not going to leave you, don't you? These things in our heads and in our mind, you know, what if and what if?
Right.
Cast them down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, cast them down. Bring every thought captive. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. The great husband man is coming back to reap his harvest.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the precious root. Coming back to make up his jewels. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, King Jesus. Well, I'm encouraged in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
I find something to encourage me.
That's right.
I can do it too.
Huh?
The people lie on me. I can find some encouragement in it, you know. When I don't feel like coming to pray, I find some encouragement. Yeah, just as I am.
Hallelujah.
That's all I was saying, man, you know, don't want to go. I don't really feel like going. Not too inspired. Huh? God gave me a word right away. Just as I am. That all right, Ann? Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Say, you don't need anything. Just show up. I got everything you need. Got all we need. Jesus.
That's all.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. right, saints, so we have coming up the Feast of Tabernacles. Our first meeting is Sunday night on the 25th, right here. How about that?
Amen.
And then we'll go from there.
Amen.
But if you would gather with us here in the Tabernacle of Candidates, I know you'll be here.
Yes, Father.
But maybe someone's coming in, but let us know when we can expect your arrival. Praise the Lord. We are preparing for that as we prepare daily.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is preparing us.
Yes.
We are people being prepared.
Amen.
For the place that he has prepared for
yes,
us.
Lord.
How about that?
All right.
We're learning how to worship him.
Amen.
How to trust him.
Amen.
Let nothing move us.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, don't know how many, doesn't matter.
Right, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord willing, I'll be here.
All right, amen.
You'll be here, and
amen.
King Jesus will be here.
Hallelujah.
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 He's here today.
Thank you, Lord.
He lives in you.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
No need to look down. No need to think that you got shortchanged.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
glory.
Oh.
All of us got better than we deserve.
Oh.
I'm not asking, I'm telling you. Without controversy. Come on. Young man like you, we ought to be saying, stop, Rico, stop, that's enough running. But we ought to be, stop running, man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you.
All hearts and minds clear.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 I do want to read, let me find it, in Matthew chapter 12. How about that? Just for a moment. Something we can meditate on, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's try 12:30. It says here, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. And then there's another in Matthew 13. Listen to it. Listen to it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It says, blessed are your eyes,
hallelujah,
for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
Amen.
How about that? For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them.
Hallelujah.
And to hear the things which you hear.
Hallelujah.
And have not heard them.
Bless you, Lord.
How about it?
Amen.
Yeah, let us meditate on this.
Right.
Hmm? Praise the Lord Jesus. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Blessed are you. Because you have eyes that see. And you have ears that hear. Give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Let us stand, saints. Brother Spencer, pray for us.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you.
Father, I do thank you, Lord God, this day. I'd like to read this scripture because the preaching of the word really brought this back to my attention. About the law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemn sin in the flesh. Oh yes, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. They that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we do thank you, Lord God, for the law of the Spirit this day, Lord God.
Yes.
And what we've heard, Lord God, it can only be spiritually discerned, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, every day. Like Pastor said, we fall. Oh, there's no reason for anybody here to complain about nothing. Anybody that's in Christ Jesus to complain about nothing. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So we do thank you, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God. Sometimes I want to do that, Lord God, but oh, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Quicken me, Lord God, for this is an easy yoke. This is a light burden. Hallelujah. If we're learning of Christ, so help me, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to learn of Christ today, Lord God. And like Solomon's servants, Lord God, we should be happy. We should be happy.
Jesus, for Lord. Yes, Lord.
And is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Oh, yes, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
I just thank you, Father, for the word of God that's been preached today, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
For the anointing on it. Oh, yes, for your spirit, Lord God, of truth, Lord God. And for the promise of your coming,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Help me, Lord God. Let there not be ever, anymore, ever at any time, any complaining in my street, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord God, for there's really no need for me to do that, Lord God. And regardless of even the things that I do, Lord God, oh, you have that covered, Lord God, that are not right, Lord God. Oh, yes, you by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. By the blood, we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord God. And I know one day I'm going to have to stand before God. And I'm going to have to give account for the things done in this body. In this body. And I'm striving, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to strive to enter in, Lord God. Oh, yes, to keep that right relationship with God and our brother and our sister, Lord God. Oh, help us, Lord God, this day. We do thank you for the prophet. We do thank you for the pastor, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God, for those of like precious faith.
And
we do thank you for the people that are scattered abroad.
Yes.
Over the earth, Lord God. They have Jesus as their King, Lord God. I do pray, Lord God, that you touch them, Lord God. Maybe they don't have anybody to fellowship with, Lord God. But God, he's still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, Lord. I find that to be true, Lord God. I find that to be true. You're the same, Lord God.
And
I wake up in the morning, Lord God, and you're still there. And I do thank you because I so need you, Lord God. I need you, Lord God, even right now, Lord God, even right now. But I know that you've been this way. You've been this way, and you're showing us how to walk in it, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to walk uprightly before you, Lord God, to receive instructions, Lord God, to love judgment, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, help us this day. And I say that, Lord, and you have. You're helping us right now, Lord God. You're helping us. We couldn't have made it this far without your help, Lord God. And we do thank you, Father, for your help, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. And I know that you'll guide us, Lord God, even unto death. Oh, yes, which is a everyday process, Lord God. Everyday process. That's what's happening, Lord God, that we die unto this self, Lord God, that Christ may live. The only life worth living. For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Spencer. God bless you, faithful saints here and everywhere. The Lord loves you, and Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Hallelujah.